在拉达玛特巴坑加比哈里高比加那瓦拉巴吉里瓦达塔里Tau pijana valaba jadi badhari Sasauranandana prajajanarandana Sasauranandana Brajajanaranjana Jamunatiravanachari Jamunatiravanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vardhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vardhari Sasauranandana Brajajanaranjana Sasauranandana Brajajanaranjana Jamunatiravanachari Jamunati Ravanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vardhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vardhari Sasauranandana Brajajanaranjana Sasauranandana Brajajanaranjana Jamunati Ravanachari Jamunati Ravanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे।
जय विष्णुपाद ब्रह्म सुपारी राजा कचार्य अस्तर सतशी श्रीमाधि भयंकर शैसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद अनंत कोटि वैष्णव जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद ब्रह्म सफारी राज्य कचार्य अस्तर सतशी श्रीमाद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय। शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर आविर्भाव महोत्सव की जय। गौर प्रेमानंद All glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Guranga, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Om Agyanatim Merandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ayam Dadati Swaparantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschachari Shatarini Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namani Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. As she was reading before class, I feel like this bug on the lap of the king. Not very qualified to sit here today, even before I saw the wonderful assembly of devotees today. Brings me mind one nice prayer is there. Bhaktya vihina aparada lakshay kshiptas kamadi tarangamadye. You know this? It's from Vrindadevi Astakam. Anyway, I had some idea beforehand that this is actually Vyas Puja, the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, on the holy appearance day of our founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We have arrangement for all the devotees to glorify our spiritual master. And I was thinking we could do that also today, if you'll indulge me. As I said, I'm not feeling, what can we say about such a great personality as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur if we have everyone's different perspectives, we can have very nice, I think, enjoyment of the transcendental qualities of this great personality. On the way here, I asked my sons how they who is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and we got some reply from Shyam. He said that he was a Singha Guru, said he could not be defeated. What was the other thing you said? We're not going to get that. Anyway, he said Singha Guru, he was wasn't defeated by anyone. He was very, very expert in debate. Oh yes, the other thing he said, mentioned something that he learned the whole Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that is by the age of 7, he memorized the whole Bhagavad Gita. So, do we have a microphone that works there? I was thinking if we just pass it around, if somebody, if someone wants to speak. Okay, anyway.
One thing besides that he had the whole Bhagavad Gita memorized, he knew what each word was and he could explain each word.
He could explain each word.
Yeah, because sometimes you can memorize something, but he knew what
at the age of 7. We can just give a little brief introduction, I guess, because to get things going. Of course, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he appeared in Jagannath Puri, very holy place, and as the son of our Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, great acharya of our line, and the inaugurator of the movement to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world, that his appearance day was on February 6th, 1874, Jagannath Puri. And that was very special features of his appearance, that they had the umbilical cord wrapped around him like a Brahmin thread. When they did the horoscope, the astrologer noted that he had all the symptoms of great personality. 32 symptoms are there. This is, of course, Bhakti Vikas Swami has printed a very wonderful book on the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 3 volumes. Very wonderful details and everything. So it's mentioned there, Pancha Dirga, Pancha Sukshma, Sapta Rakta, Sad Unnata, Tri Hasa Prithu Gambiro, Dva Trimshal Lakshano Mahan. There is 5 large parts of the body, the 32 symptoms of a great personality, 5 large parts, nose, arms, chin, eyes, and knees, 5 fine parts, skin, fingertips, teeth, hair on the body, and hair on the head, 7 red parts, eyes, soles, palms, palate, nails, upper and lower lips, 6 raised parts, the chest, shoulders, nails, nose, waist, and mouth, and 3 small parts, the neck, thighs, and male organ, the 3 broad parts of the waist, forehead, and chest, the 3 grave parts of the navel, voice, and existence. So he said, further said, I've done many horoscopes in my life, but have never seen one replete with all the signs of an eminent personality. This child will become world famous as a teacher of the ultimate goal of life. So this was his birth in the illustrious family of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So, someone, did I interrupt Madan Mohan Prabhu? You have some no more to say? So, anyone else would like to speak something that they have appreciated? Hari Prayan Prabhu.
Just a personal.
There's no time limit. You can speak as.
Just a personal appreciation for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When I was struggling in Krishna consciousness with doubts and questions about various things, I came across a book a devotee gave me, Amritavani. And that book has a collection of quotes from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. When you read it, whenever you have doubts, if you read that, it just cuts through. Each sentence is just destroying any doubts, any questions, no matter what it is. I highly recommend it, trying this if there are questions. And the other thing that I like one of his quotes very much. He says, look within, amend yourself, instead of prying into the frailties of others. So this was one thing that I liked very much.
This is very nice. I was found one very nice article that he wrote in Harmonist magazine in this regard about how Lord Chaitanya's tour of South India and how this so-called there doesn't seem to be any trace of his preaching work there, but in that article, he mentions that one shouldn't try to so much reform the world because he doesn't quote, but we can refer to Ishopanishad. It says, Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam, that everything is perfect and complete. It's just our perception of things has to be changed. So someone else was there, Dharmaraj Prabhu. Yes? Oh, the mic. Can we get the mic?
Om
So in his Dasavashmi prayers, there's one part that says that in this world of Maya, of verse to Lord Hari, only patience, humility, and respect for others are our friends of Hari Bhajan.
Yes, very nice. He was, he used to have, sometimes when people were criticizing him, he would be feel very, he would glorify them that he's my guru, he's pointed out my frailties so that I can rectify them. So, humility of the Vaishnava, all the wonderful signs. Someone.
I'll do it, man.
Okay, Divyanga Prabhu.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was talking about, well, actually, he was a little bit quote unquote discouraged because people weren't taking to Krishna consciousness. And then he had a dream when Panchatapa came to him. Bhaktivinoda came to him, everyone came to him and said, Siddhanta, don't worry, preach pure devotion and everything will be arranged by us. We are all with you, just do the preaching work. And then he, it's said that there's a piece, a shlok from the Chaitanya Charitamrita blew in front of him and he found it. And it was a quote, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching to Sanatana Goswami, have no fear, preach pure bhakti. That was the message. And Bhakti Sananta took shelter of that, and he started his preaching.
Yes, he said, don't worry about money. If you preach the truth, the money will come.
He also said an amazing thing about the Vaishnava literatures. He said, very soon the Vaishnava literatures will be translated, and they will be in many languages. And he even went farther than that. He said they will go all over the world in every language, and it'll be even translated into the languages of the beasts and the birds and the vegetable tribes. So we got Bhagavad Gita, you know, in vegetable.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. There's a list of like 107 quotes from Bhaktisiddhanta that I have printed out and I look at quite often. There's one, those who are favored by God, their paths are strewn with thorns. So I think about that quite often, you know. Especially these days, if you know what I mean. Anyway, thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Some of the ladies, yes, they're, okay. We're coming. No, it's right.
Up to just now coming. So,
just now.
Srila Prabhupada gives several lectures emphasizing some of the many activities, transcendental activities of the great Acharya. He said, you know, we know all the story of the mango. He was a small child, practically speaking, a baby, and he took the vow. So, Prabhupada says that he's teaching by his example the Acharya.
Tell the story of the mango.
Yeah. We all know that the mango was supposed to be over to the deity, and he took the mango, he didn't know. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta mentioned this is supposed to be over to the deity, and you took the mango. So he took it very seriously, and he took the vow, never again to eat mango. Prabhupada mentions in more detail. But he was a small child, you know, like kind of innocent. And he never, somebody offered him mango, and he never ate mango. He never accepted the rest of his life. So he made so many vows in his life. Prabhupada says that his whole life full of penances and austerities. He said, my Guru Maharaj never compromised for when he was preaching. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta never compromised for preaching. Prabhupada said, I never compromise when I'm preaching. So I want my disciples never to compromise when they're preaching. So as we know, so many activities, and one of the main ones that he said to print books to Srila Prabhupada and Radhakrishna. So if you ever have money, print books. And Prabhupada said, this is his will. So now I'm giving you my direct instructions through his will. The same thing. Print books and distribute books. So this, the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada, we're here together today in his holy Vyasa Puja. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told his disciples, Wherever a Vacharan prints, whatever he writes, you should print it. You know, remember the poem, Evangelical Angel. So he said, whatever he writes, he was very pleased with Srila Prabhupada's writing. So whatever he writes, you should print it. So there's already instructions, so many instructions.
Keshav Prabhu, do you have that Vyas Puja offering Srila Prabhupada offered to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur? Yes, we have the lady. We ask the ladies to speak something here.
Yes, so Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Madan Mohan was mentioning how he, at 7 years old, memorized the Bhagavad Gita, 700 and some verses. And he also created his own alphabet. And he would go to the library and read. He read all the books in the library. And when he left this world in, at the age of 62, in 1936, he could repeat and remember everything that he had ever written or read, you know, from decades earlier. And while he was traveling throughout India, he went to all the places of Lord Chaitanya, and he always went on pilgrimage and preached. And there's a tale of him once he grabbed an impersonalist and shook him and tried to make him understand. And he was asked once to come and give a lecture and debate. And they said, but you cannot speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he said, yes, we'll go. And then they came again. They said, well, you cannot speak anything on the Ramayana or the Mahabharata. Okay, we'll still go. And he came back again and said, you cannot take anything from the Puranas, the Upanishads. And, yes, we'll still go. And then they came back and said, actually, you don't really have to come at all. So they understood that, you know, he would defeat everyone.
Very good.
I just have practical experience, and that's when I joined the temple, actually just start coming to the temple, and the wife of temple president wanted to make cake. And she was trying, every time she made it, it wouldn't come good. And after 3 times, she said, I made this cake so many times, what's wrong with it? And then she said, I put kiwi. Is it kiwi? Mango wood? Mango. She put the mango in the cream, and just the cake wouldn't come. So she threw everything away and made the cake without the mango. It was
that was for offering to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
And then it came perfect.
Yes, this.
He wouldn't accept it even now.
This is called Dridharata. One has to take very firm vow. Can we? Shankar Prabhu has some. Okay, one.
I wouldn't be able to tell, as you could tell, but I was remembering having heard when his father, Bhaktisiddhanta, was hearing from Bhaktivinod Thakur, and Gorkishor Das Babaji was coming around, staying there. He was student of Bhaktivinod Thakur. So when it was time for Bhaktisiddhanta to get initiated, his father said, he's the one, Gorkishor Das Babaji. But when he went to him, Maharaj said, I'm illiterate. You're so knowledgeable. This will be a farce. No, go somewhere else. He didn't have anywhere else to go. So he approached him several times, and Babaji Maharaj kept refusing. Then finally Bhaktisiddhanta said, if you won't accept me, I have no other alternative but to take my life. There's no point in my living. I don't remember details, but it was he was serious. So finally Gorkishor Das Babaji accepted him as his one and only disciple.
There's just one thing in the book here, it mentions that when out of here, this is Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur talking about that. When out of false ego, I was thinking, I am a great scholar of mathematics and philosophy. Let any big pundit come at any time, day or night, and I will cut his propositions to pieces. At that time, I got the darshan of the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev. He ignored everything that was previously appreciated in me, my truthfulness, my moral and pious life, and my intellectualism, knowing them to be of little value. When I saw that he ignored whatever was good in me, I realized how good he himself must be. Who could neglect so many good qualities in me? What inconceivable wealth he possessed.
Okay, I have a story. I'm not really have any acquaintance with Bhakti Siddhanta, but with his cook I have. In 1975, Srila Prabhupada asked me to come to Vrindavan to supervise the cooking of all the Braj Bhog offerings. So as soon as I got to Bombay, I asked Prabhupada if I should make 108 preparations. And he said, no, you just make a few preparations, but make them first class. Anyways, I was in there cooking and everything, and a nod, that's Bhakti Siddhanta's cook, came into the kitchen. And he walked up to me and said he wanted to make 3 preparations. The only thing I remember, he made gooseberry chutney, and he made a couple other things. And then after he finished cooking, I asked him, and this is what he told me. I said, what was Bhakti Siddhanta's favorite prep? And Anand said, he really liked urdal. And then I said, could you give me the recipe? So he said, there's many recipes, but I'll give you this one. He liked this one. So I got his recipe and it's in my cookbook.
Some more ladies were there? Okay. Pretty.
Hare Krishna. From Prabhupada Leelamrita, I read few lines which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told his disciples few days before he left this world. It was really inspiring for me. I'll read that. I advise all to preach the teachings of Rupa Raghunatha, disciples of Lord Chaitanya, with all energy and resources. Our ultimate goal shall be to become the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Rupa and Raghunatha Goswamis. You should all work conjointly under the guidance of your spiritual master with a view to serve the absolute knowledge, the personality of Godhead. You should live somehow or other without any quarrel in this mortal world only for the service of Godhead. Do not please give up the service of Godhead in spite of all dangers, all criticisms and all discomforts. Do not be disappointed, for most people in the world do not serve the personality of Godhead. Do not give up your own service, which is your everything and all. Neither reject the process of chanting and hearing of the transcendental holy name of Godhead. You should always chant the transcendental name of Godhead with patience and forbearance like a tree and humbleness like a straw. There are many amongst you who are well qualified and able workers. We have no other desire whatsoever. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Some ladies, Mar. Oh, you need to change the batteries. Oh, okay. No, it was the phone, maybe. Anybody was there? There was interesting speaking about his initiation by Srila Gorkhachar Das Babaji Maharaj. That, of course, we know that there was quite an external difference in their demeanor. Srila Bhakti, Srila Gorkhachar Das Babaji was generally understood like a bhajan anandi. He was very seclusive. Didn't mix much. One time he was staying in they had cleaned out one toilet like that, so he was staying there in Kulia like that. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was such a great scholar like that. They mentioned something about his debating ability. One time they were discussing, they had a big discussion on astrology. There was one very famous personality. His disciple was there at the representing him because he was very old, but he was so much mortified by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how he completely smashed all of his ideas like that, that he had to, he was embarrassed in that assembly like that. So anyway, regarding that initiation, it's mentioned here in the, and Bhaktivikash Swami mentions that Srila Gaurakeshwardas Babaji Maharaj gave Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur three instructions. He lists them here. Not to make any disciples, not to associate with anyone, and not to go to the world of Maya, Calcutta. So it's explained also next line. It says that he affirmed that about himself, he did not make any disciples. Those who considered themselves his disciples were in fact his gurus, for by observing their ideal inclination for Hari Seva, his own tendency to serve was increased. I would have the fortune to be in Los Angeles. I think it was January 74 or the end of 73. I was just like 1 month devotee, and Srila Prabhupada, we were observing the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and a very touching lecture that he mentioned that you are all my representatives of my Guru Maharaj, like that. And then he became very choked up remembering his spiritual master. So number two, he says he did not associate with anyone. Association means to accept something from others, but he accepted only what was given by his Guru Maharaj. Number three, not to go to the world of Maya. He never went to Calcutta, but only to the Gaudiya Math, which although ostensibly situated in Calcutta, was actually Vaikuntha, of course, without dullness, beyond the influence of Kali. Some more? Yes. Huh? Dharmaraj, yes, again. Okay, coming back. Okay, I'm coming back.
Yes, one of the things when Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was traveling throughout India, it came back where he started his first Gaudiya Math in Calcutta, or in Mayapur, the Chaitanya Math. And then he went on to create another 64 moths. So a gentleman was saying, you have created so many beautiful moths everywhere to give Krishna consciousness. And he said, actually, my goal is to make a temple in everyone's heart.
Jai. Dharmaraj Prabhu had something more to say.
So when his parents was in Jagannath Puri and he was a little child, the Rathyatra cart was passing in front of their home and just stopped there. And with all the efforts they have made, they couldn't have gotten the cart to move for 3 days. Then at that point, his mother brought him to take darshan of the deities, and the garland from Lord Jagannath fell off and fell around his neck. After that point, the cart starts moving again. Boom. Also, when Srila Gaurakeshwardas Babaji Maharaj left his body, it is stated that Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was on the other side of the river. So when they got the news and everyone was taking the boat and went over, when they crossed on the other side, they saw that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was already there. So how he crossed, he didn't cross by boat or anything, but he was there. He got there before everyone. And there was some debate and argument as to who should take care of the body of Srila Gaurakeshwardas Babaji. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said that only the purest person here should do that. So then they were arguing, well, how can we decide who is the purest person? So then he said, okay, let's set the standard that who here hasn't had illicit connection with the opposite party for the past 3 days, raise their hands. So, 3 years, so no one did so. So then he said, okay, what about 3 months? And no one still didn't raise their hands. He said, what about 3 days? So he said, so far I'm the only one who has been raising my hands, so therefore I'm the one who is qualified to take care of the body of our Guru Maharaj. So like that, he personally got the opportunity to take care of the body of his spiritual master. Like that.
They actually had some idea to carry out the orders that his body be dragged through the streets of Navadvip like that. So they were actually contemplating such a horrible thing.
And yeah, actually, he stopped them. Yeah, they were quoting, well, okay, this is Gaurakishore Das Babaji's desire that when he passed away, that they should take his body and drag it in the street because he's such a low person. But he argued them that that was just his Guru Maharaj's sentiment, that such a pure devotee, it's a great offense to do that to his body.
Divyanga Prabhu.
I just left the math and headed to Ganga, left Yogapit and just headed to Ganga, and it was like 1 a.m. And a disciple saw him go and didn't know what to do, so he followed after him. And he followed him and he heard him chanting and singing. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, look, Panchatattva, they're dancing down the road. Come and join the kirtan.
Wow, very Haribo. Yes. She's come.
That's the one other thing I remembered. When Bhaktisiddhanta would travel with his group disciples, that they were not smarta Brahmins. The people in the towns, the Brahmins would become so infuriated that they would refuse to sell any supplies when they were on pilgrimage. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj would become so furious. And they actually, the Brahmins became so irate that that's when they planned to try to kill him, assassinate him. So they went to the police officer in that town and they tried to bribe him, don't send anybody when you do this. But the police officer said, I can't, he said to himself, I can't do this and I can't take the life, be a part of taking a sadhu's life. So then he went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and told him what was going to happen. And that's how he was able to escape, and they changed the clothes and he moved and was able to get away from that. But the mentality was such that he was always fighting against us. You can't keep Krishna from anyone just because of a bodily designation. That this was improper philosophy, and he fought very hard, and of course Srila Prabhupada fought extremely hard against that mentality. That everyone has the opportunity to become Krishna conscious no matter what the designation is.
I thought of another one too. One time he was invited to come and speak about the glories of the Brahmanas, and so he did. And he was quoting so many verses, a Brahmana is this, a Brahmana is that, the topmost human being, and all the Brahmanas were very happy. And then he started quoting all these verses describing from the scripture how a Vaishnava is so much better than a Brahman. And they were becoming unhappy. And he completely defeated them with all these Vaishnava is better than Brahman verses.
There was a great sabha, I was just looking here, because we produced one book that called Brahman Vaishnav. O means hand. So it's mentioned that just before this meeting, they had the Snartas had made some meeting together, and they published three things: refutal of opposing argument, purva paksha nirashani, and this is four things that they established in their Smarta meeting, that unless born in a Brahmin family, a Vaishnava is disqualified from worshipping Shalagram Shila and conferring initiation. By accepting disciples, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu had thus contravened Shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented Raghunath Das Goswami with a Govardhan Shila because as a Shudra he was disqualified from Shalagram Shila worship. And worship of Shalagram Shila has no Shastriya basis and hence is merely conventional or sentimental. And only those injunctions of Hari Bhakti Vilas that do not contradict traditional smritis are to be followed. So the Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he heard some things like this, and he was portraying the pastime of having a great sickness, and in frustration, he cried out, "Is there no one in the Vaishnava world who can reply to these people? And by presenting scriptural evidence and logic, put a stop to their lowly activities." So taking up the challenge, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati penned a manuscript entitled Brahman O Vaishnav Taratamya Vishayak Siddhanta. And for 3 days he read this, his essay on this. Actually, the book is divided into three parts, Prakriti Jan, the ordinary people. First of all, they say that one has to be born in a Brahmin family. Everyone is actually coming from Lord Brahma. He's the first Brahmin. He was initiated by Krishna himself. So he established that. And then the other thing is that in Kali Yuga, Kalo Shudra Sambhava, it is immediately Shastra, according to Shastra, anyone that doesn't follow Garbhadhan Samskar is immediately Shudra. So basically, he presented so many arguments, of course, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a number of dynasties that are mentioned. Rishabdev, he had 100 sons. Some of them were Brahmins, some were Kshatriya. And there was one other, Vitihotra, I think was mentioned, that he had some sons that were different castes like that. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur created great, this was called, what is that? Rupanuga Virudapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harini. He very firmly established that the conclusions of Srila Rupa Goswami that mentioned that anyone has the right to perform devotional service. And Chaitanya, as mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kibha Vipra Kibha Nyasi Shudra Kene Noi, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hai, that anyone can become spiritual master, whether he's, what to speak of such great personalities.
He was very liberal. He to encourage parikrama, because thousands of pilgrims would come and they would set up these places. And just to make things easier for the pilgrims, he authorized non-leather shoes and provided those for those that didn't want to walk in bare feet. And he even took it so far that he provided tea for those that needed tea. They had tea there. This is how important it was. The preaching, and he wanted to encourage them so much that he made it as easy as possible on them. And one of the devotees had a problem with tobacco. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, "We will provide you with the best tobacco on the planet. You offer it, the Madhava, then you go 100 meters away from the mop." And after he gave him that benediction, of course, the devotee quit his habit of smoking. But Bhaktisiddhanta saw the goal. He saw the mission. Prabhupada said that he had an idea to open youth hostels in London. And Prabhupada said, this was just a radical idea, youth hostel, to get students, just to get students into the Sangha of the devotees. And just as Srila Prabhupada came, when he came here, he went on the street, went in the Bowery, went down to New York City, and that's what he did. And he, Prabhupada, would personally cook for the devotees and clean up after them and then preach to them. So this is the mood. Bhaktisiddhanta's mood is to get every jiva, bring them back to Krishna, no matter what it takes. This is the mood, and this is, of course, the mood that we've seen from Srila Prabhupada.
Proper use of yukta vairagya that is mentioned very strongly, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the conceptions of a sadhu at that time were not at all followed by him. He would take the motor cars and everything, dress in. It was mentioned that when the governor of Bengal came to Mayapur for some function, they provided meat and everything. And he also said something, provided tobacco for the workers. And there was some objection by one of his disciples that people may criticize like this. And it was very interesting. I'd like to read it, but he said, like, I've decided thousand births before about this, whatever has to be done to spread the glories of the Lord, this has to be done. Simply by hearing, stanistita shruti katam, that whatever one's position is, if he can hear harikata like that, then he can become purified.
So, when Srila Prabhupada first met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Calcutta, we know, he was just paying obeisances, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gave the instructions, you're educated young man, go and preach in the West, speaking English countries, right? So the same thing Prabhupada says, I wrote him a letter just before his departure. He said, my guru, dear Guru Maharaj, what can I do to serve you? You're surrounded by all your sannyasis, disciples, and brahmacharis, and just a simple household. What can I do to serve you? And Srila Prabhupada, I was just thinking, just that simple idea. What can I do to serve you? So the same instruction he told me, Prabhupada is mentioning in the lecture. He says, go and preach in the English-speaking countries. And then Prabhupada, when he sent his first disciples to preach in London, you know, the three householders, remember? Prabhupada said, well, my god brothers, they didn't accomplish, my sannyasis god brothers didn't accomplish in London, preaching in London. So my householder disciples, they accomplished.
Yes.
So Srila Prabhupada was very pleased with his disciples, because in that time when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta sent his disciples to preach in London, he used to send also some Lakshmi for the maintaining the preaching programs, and they were not successful. Or maybe a little bit. But then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta didn't hear any news from his disciples what was happening. He said, if you don't come back by a certain amount of time or day, I will cancel your sannyas order to Tubal Maharaj. At that time he was a sannyas. He said, I'll cancel your sannyas order. So Tubal Maharaj came back from London, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, what happened to you? I sent you to preach to the people in London, and they preached to you, because he was wearing Western clothes. He said, I'll send you to preach, and they preached to you. So he was not so happy with the results in London. And Srila Prabhupada, he was very proud of his householder disciples, the first disciples. He opened the temple in London. And Prabhupada said, I request to you to keep preaching this Krishna consciousness movement. Don't give up. And the mercy and the blessings of my Guru Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya, upon you. Just keep going, pushing on this movement. Don't give up.
Somebody haven't heard from? Is anybody? Yes, we're coming.
I just remembered how when Prabhupada said that his spiritual master would send the brahmacharis out to preach, distribute the little books, whatever they had, and his spiritual master would be very pleased if someone distributed just one. And also on the all publicity is good publicity. Prabhupada said Bhaktisiddhanta would have his devotees write articles, and when they were about to publish, he said, bring it to me and let me see. And however many times the name of Krishna appeared in the article, then he said, this is a good article, you could print it.
But he was very, there's mentioned here that he was a proofreader, that he said he was very concerned that every word should be spelled properly. And this newspaper that he was pleased when the devotees went out to distribute, Nadia Prakash, it was a daily newspaper. This very big personality, Madan Mohan Malavya, he was founded the Hindu University in Varanasi. He came one time to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and heard that you have a daily newspaper? How is that possible? Says, this is a small, you can see there's so many cities in this world, they have more than one newspaper. Los Angeles, Calcutta, they have so many newspapers. Just from some small city in this big, out of a big planet in the universe like that, what to speak of the spiritual world? This is three times the measurement of this material world. How we can have unlimited news from the spiritual world, but where is the readership? That is the point. Yes?
I remember in order to emphasize how the purity of the holy name is more important over some melodious singing of Kirtaniya, he specifically would ask people who wouldn't be able to carry a tune very well and have them sing the holy names in Kirtan so that people would understand that this Kirtan is not for sense gratification but for the glorification of Krishna's holy name, and that should be appreciated over.
Yes, one sincerity is very important. I think at the referring maybe to at the just the last day the before he disappears was Srila Sridhar Maharaj was started singing, and someone stopped him and said, no, he's very expert Kirtan man, he should sing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, no, I don't care for the melody, just let him sing. That was very important. Yes. Yes, Jitaripu.
I don't know if anyone can confirm this or not, but I've heard that, a lot of times when you hear Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta speak, he speaks in kind of a different format than what we're used to, like some of the quotes we'd hear. But I heard that he learned English by sitting in a room and reading the English dictionary, and that's how he learned the grammar and the English language. Has anyone ever heard that? Guess not. Somebody told me that.
Yes. He wanted to establish that this is part of Yukta Vairagya. He's using all the best things for the service of the Lord. He wanted to impress the scholars and the modern so-called scholars of that time. He presented it in such a the language that of English that no Englishman could understand practically. They had a hard time even following his. All right.
I have a friend, a Bengali lady, who as a young woman lived for some time with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's lady disciple. And before she had read Chaitanya Charitamrita that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had written, actually praise of Prabhupada's books. The language was so highly intellectual, even though she was a native Bengali speaker, she couldn't understand it. And then she came to America and came across Srila Prabhupada's books and began to read and understand the philosophy. And then when she went again to read Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's works, then she could understand it, after having understood from Prabhupada's more simple English. But I also thought one example of how he, just in a very simple way, we read in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the different energies, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was speaking to scientific people, solids, liquids, gases, radiant energy, and space, so then they're more inclined to understand that it's highly intellectual and scientific.
I just had two comments. One is that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in an apparent show of frustration, when he was speaking to Prabhupada, said that he was unhappy with the fact that his disciples, some of them anyway, were not in the preaching spirit, but were just were happy to stay in the temple and take advantage of the facilities. So he was saying he wanted to rip out the marble from the temple floors, sell it, and then he told Prabhupada at that time, if you get money, print books. And so that's how Prabhupada has expanded this. The other thing is a personal note. I have seen Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's impact, because I know of one devotee family in South India, live in a small village, South Indian, so this is far removed from Bengal. Get up at 4 in the morning, both husband and wife, do abhishek, then chant 16 rounds, and everybody in the village thought they were crazy for many years. And then they continued doing it, and slowly people began to appreciate this devotion. And then finally, the children passed on to the children, and Shashank Prabhu is sitting in the audience, maybe he's left, is one of his sons who came to ISKCON. So this is the Gaudiya Math's influence that has spread to these small villages all over India, individuals taking it up, and then this movement is spreading. So ISKCON, of course, is one of the branches that came from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
Yes, preaching is going on all by the mercy of our Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Brian, you'll speak something now. Huh? Few minutes.
How he got the name Singha Guru? Actually, 1978, I was a little...